Well, hey there. Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Wednesday.
We are halfway through the week, you guys.
Some would say it's hump day.
I knew you're going to do it.
I was trying to avoid it,
but here we are.
I misinterpreted that. And let that just be a lesson to you all on miscommunication. Oh. A good old classic miscommunication.
There it is.
oh my word. How the turntables turned.
Wow.
I'm very sorry. Okay. Anyways, let's jump into today's devotional.
Yes, you guys, let's jump on into it. Today we're in the Thrive Bible, and the devotional is titled God's Precious Promises, and we're reading out of 2 Peter 1, verse 4. It says, "Because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, my light in you illuminates sin. You live in a corrupt world, but I have given you the ability to conquer anything the enemy tries to trap you with. Many will love you because you represent hope, and many will hate you because they hate me. Don't take it personally. Just keep pursuing me and pressing on. If you keep your eyes on me, you will not be held back by the darkness. If you purify yourself, your heart will remain pure, and the world will not have a hold on you. You never have to compromise, because I have given you all you need to conquer corruption. Fill your mind, your spirit, and your body with everything that glorifies me, and you will live a life of victory. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, some of the greatest promises God has given us are the promises that he will give us the power to become who he has called us to be. Peace that surpasses all understanding, and wisdom to live life for him. Don't settle for less than his excellence. Open your heart to receive all God wants to give you. God is glorified when you're blessed by him. The treasure of truth says, don't settle for less than God's excellence.
Yeah, I definitely want to take a few minutes and talk about that first part.
Yeah, it was so good.
You know, the part about like God's light, shedding light on sin and corruption and all that, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It just made me think of your favorite movie.
The War Room.
It made me think when Priscilla Shire was running through her house praying against the attacks of the enemy and all this stuff. And
yeah,
I just want to encourage you all real quick. And I don't want this to become like a sermon, but I do want to get real. Like, we need to get real about sin and corruption and evil and pride. We need to get real about it. We need to stop being proud and just like acting like it's not there.
Yeah.
Because, oh, it's there. It's sitting in the corner looking at you right now. Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
It's looking at Tori and I.
Yeah.
And we have to diet ourselves daily. We need to defend our walks with the Lord against the enemy.
Yeah.
The enemy says, scripture says, the enemy is prowling around like a lion seeking to devour you.
Yeah.
To kill, steal, and destroy, right?
Yeah.
And those are not nice words.
Yeah.
We need to pray for God to expose those bad things around us and help us defend against the enemy.
Yeah. I think of the picture truly of this roaring lion, but when you are walking in the power of Christ, you like he has no power, you know? And so I think that it's all an illusion.
It makes me think of like a shadow.
Yeah.
Imagine you're shining, there's a flashlight being flashed at a wall and you see a roaring lion and you're like, oh my word, oh my word, right?
Yeah.
But then the flashlight moves and you just see a little baby kitten because the Lord exposed what in, and of course it's like, it's an illusion because whenever we are walking, like what you're saying, and the power of Christ.
Yeah, the authority of Christ. Mm-hmm. And he's given us the authority to defeat the enemy. But we can't walk in that authority if we're not using it, if we're not protecting ourselves, if we're not putting on the armor of Christ, if we're not using the weapon we've been given, which is the word of God, to fight off the enemy. you know? And so we have to be proactive in this fight, not just defensive all the time. And so we need to wake up in the morning and put our battle gear on, because mm-hmm. we do live in a dark world full of evil, full of corruption. You see it. It's not even hiding anymore. It's in bright daylight how dark the world has become. And so we have to, as Christians, make sure that we are the light in the darkness. And guess what, you guys? You can be in a pitch black room. And what happens when you light a candle?
Yep.
Things are illuminated.
Yep.
And that's what we're called to be here on earth.
And just like what you're saying in terms of us being like proactive, we need to work on like actively surrendering things to the Lord. And mm-hmm. let me just give you a quick example. Like, think of like Instagram and social media.
Yeah.
You know, where you're finding out more and more research that social media it's not good for your mental health.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so it can either be used for evil or good.
Yeah.
And so whenever we grab our phone, can we just, let's hold it up and say, Lord, I surrender my phone to you. I surrender Instagram. Mm-hmm. I surrender social media to you. And Lord, help me to use it for good.
Yeah.
Help me to not take in all this information yeah. and content and receive mm-hmm. it for bad, but help me be a light in those areas. And
yeah.
it's we have such an opportunity to pray over all those situations, everything yeah. that we have going on, even with people we meet, relationships mm-hmm. that we're in,
yeah.
how we treat our bodies. We need to take this stuff seriously mm-hmm. and pray to the Lord. Lord, I surrender this part of my life. I surrender yeah. this part of my life. I surrender yeah. it. Help me use it for your kingdom, God.
Yeah.
Help me bring light to those around me mm-hmm. through you, God.
Yes, so good. And a quick little point on that whole Instagram thing and giving it over to God and being a light on a dark platform. Inside of that proactiveness, follow people that are also lights. Yeah. You know, follow people that are bringing you closer to Jesus and aren't leading you astray. Yep. That would be a proactive, practical tip.
Just a little pro tip from the lady herself. You ready to pray son out?
Yes. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that in you we have the victory, Lord. We thank you that we have your word as a weapon, Lord. And we have read the end of the book and we know that you conquer all, Lord. We're on the winning team, Lord, because we fight for you, Lord. We are in your army, Lord, and we get to serve you, God. So equip us, call us into battle, Lord. We want to fight for your kingdom, Lord, but we can't do that if we're one foot in, one foot out, Lord. We have to be all in with you, Lord. So convict us today, Lord, of anything that we're consuming, that we're looking at, that we're listening to, that does not bring glory to you, Lord. Let us focus our hearts and our minds on the things that are pure and lovely and true, Lord, so that those are the things that come out of our mouth, Lord. We love you. And right now we're going to be opening up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
And also don't forget that we love you.
We love you guys, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Tschüss.